WLS, that's from Chris to Jeff, the lifeguard in Carroll Stream. I almost forgot to mention that. I want to mention, too, WLS welcomes the Moody Blues at Poplar Creek. That's going to be July 17th and 18th. Also coming up this weekend, our special holiday weekend. Starts Friday morning at 10, goes all weekend long. The most comprehensive history of rock and roll ever assembled. It's going to be a lot of fun. It ends Sunday evening, with the Beach Boys in concert, live from Long Beach, California. Special guest Pablo Cruz, Three Dog Night, Janet Dean, Rick Springfield. It's going to be a great weekend celebration. Von Daniels is next. Have a great day today. I'll be back with you later on. In the meantime, you know I love you. And as always, keep shining. WLS, it's 1:57, and as Karen Hand tells us, time is running out on transit.
Midnight tonight's the deadline for state lawmakers to agree on the transit bailout plan. If it's not approved by the end of the spring session, that's by midnight tonight. Any plan will require a two-thirds vote instead of a simple majority for passage, and that is virtually impossible. The governor still hasn't been able to get the votes needed for his plan to raise the sales tax by a penny, plus impose an additional tax on liquor and heavy trucks using Illinois highways. The governor's aides say Mayor Byrne isn't returning his phone calls, and word is that until the mayor gives her nod of approval, Chicago legislatures won't accept any plan. A guilty verdict in a kidnapping case. Details after this.
Are your kids getting to you? Come and talk it over with another parent. 33 Parents Anonymous groups meet weekly throughout the Chicagoland area. All services are free and confidential. Call the Parental Stress Hotline at 463-0390, 24 hours a day.
WLS, getting it said for Chicago.
He's guilty of kidnapping. That's what the jury said yesterday after only 2 hours of deliberation in the case of 49-year-old Kenneth Parnell. He faces 7 years in prison for kidnapping 5-year-old Timothy White last year. Parnell also faces trial for kidnapping another boy 9 years ago and raising him as his son in a remote cabin area in California. President Reagan received a very lukewarm welcome at the NAACP convention yesterday, and members were pretty upset when he didn't bother to endorse extending the Voting Rights Act past the deadline next year. After the speech, NAACP officials said the president's programs will cause additional hardship on blacks and the poor. There's a pretty amazing kid in Richmond, Virginia. 13-year-old Robert Van Pelt built one heck of a playhouse out in his backyard this year. He built it and he furnished it.
Fully carpeted. I have tables, chairs, a bed, couple beds. 8 of the rooms are bedrooms. And the rest of them, one's a kitchen, one's just empty. And then 2 top rooms I'm working on now. They aren't finished yet. One was a sun deck. And the other one, I don't know what's going
to
be.
Robert's been working on it since February. He leases part of the house to a friend for 25 cents a week. But the house may have to be torn down. Neighbors complain that it violates the building codes of their neighborhood. It's that time of year again. Police confiscated 35 boxes of fireworks in South Suburban Alsip yesterday. Residents complained that children in the neighborhood were playing with the illegal poppers. 2 Lockport men have been charged with selling the fireworks to the kids. Animal lovers will be glad to know that they caught Gertrude the Goose yesterday in suburban Milwaukee. A young boy saw the goose in his backyard and snared her with a net. A vet then removed the 18-inch arrow stuck in Gertrude's leg for about a month. She's doing fine. Well, it was only a matter of time, and it happened yesterday in Philadelphia. A group called the Fans of Organized Baseball filed a $10 million lawsuit against the baseball players and owners.
Mental depression. Pursuit of happiness. You know, a lot of people go to a game to relax, especially in these times, you know, not even going to the economical part of it. You know, across the country, every major city's involved. You know, there's a lot of people being put out of work because of the strike.
William Halloran heads up the group and says they're very serious about this suit. WLS radar weather: showers and thunderstorms this morning. Some will be heavy. There's a chance for some hail and gusty wind. Mostly sunny, cooler and less humid later on today. Sunny and pleasant tomorrow. This morning's low 63. Later on today up to 82, just a bit lower lakeside. Tomorrow's high 83. WLS temperature officially 71 degrees. I'm Karen Hand.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
It's Yvonne Daniels, going to be around all night long. WLS, The Rock, out of Chicago. REO, Speedwagon. WLS, REO, Speedwagon, don't let them go. They have a little rock and roll square dance right in the middle of it. 207. Music's commercial free right now. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, baby.
Fewer commercials mean more music on WLS.
WLS 218 with Yvonne Daniels. While you're unwinding your mind, the beat goes on. Yes, it does. Commercial free, too. The Kings with it. WLS 223 with Yvonne Daniels. One of our Animal Stories mobile units is going to be on assignment on Tuesday at 3 p.m. at Apple Orchard Country Club. That's Stearns Road in Bartlett. Handing out free WLS Mountain Dew t-shirts and free ice cold Mountain Dew, all furnished by Mountain Dew. You might want to join him out there. Joe Walsh coming up. You probably heard or read about it, but you've got to actually see it. Playback's incredible five-hour sale, Wednesday only from 4 until 9 p.m. Every hi-fi or video item in every department of the electronic playground has been slashed to bring you fantastic savings. Savings like a manufacturer's closeout price on the dual C5 turntable with exclusive ultra-low mass tone arm, specially constructed pre-mounted cartridge, only $147. Or the Pioneer KP8010 N-Dash AM-FM cassette stereo, famous Super Tuner multiplex reception, convenient push-button station selection, many more important features, only $135. And there's so much more at every Chicagoland Playback store, so don't miss this one. It's the incredible five-hour sale, Wednesday only, 4 till 9 p.m. and only for you.
Playback, the electronic playback.
When you brew a beer once, you've got a good beer. But when you brew a beer twice, you've got a great light beer. A great light beer called Old Style from God's Country. Heilemann's Old Style is brewed in a traditional old world way called croisening. Croisening is the most natural way to brew beer and the most expensive. Most expensive because it takes more time. But Heilemann has been brewing beer this way since we first opened our doors back in 1853. Croisening is what makes Old Style the great light beer it is today. Taste the difference croisening makes. Try Old Style. Pure brewed in God's Country. G. Heilemann Brewing Company, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
WLS radar, weather, showers and thunderstorms this morning. Some may be heavy with a chance of hail and gusty winds. Mostly sunny, cooler, less humid later today. High today about 82 or about 72 degrees right now. WLS 232 with Santana, Carlos, playing for a listener in Warrenville, from an album called Z-Bop, the song is Winning.